Mayor Han has been crisscrossing South Los Angeles lately, appearing at black churches and community meetings. It hasn't always gone well. Listen to Nation of Islam leader Tony Muhammad last week, who confronted Han at the Power of Love Ministries, a church off Manchester Avenue.
Don't tell us that what you're doing is transparency when you can't even tell us what the officer did.
Muhammad was lashing out at Han for using the word transparent to describe the police investigation into the shooting death of Devin Brown.
Because all we keep hearing about is what Devin did. We don't hear about what that police officer did. We want to know, when did he shoot? We can't tell you. Where was he when he was shooting? We can't tell you. Then it's not transparent. Don't insult our intelligence. Please, that's all. That kind of stuff hurts us.
There were about 100 people in the audience. As one speaker after another came up to express distrust in Han and the police department, the mayor fidgeted and offered apologetic comments.
This community wants more than, you know, what they've been getting from the police department. They want respect, and they want understanding, and they want communication. They want to get involved in helping to shape the way policing is done in our community. That's what community policing ought to be about.
Exactly what happened before Devin Brown was killed is still under investigation. Brown, who was driving a stolen vehicle before his death, ran a red light at about 4 a.m., drawing the attention of a nearby patrol car. After a pursuit, Brown stopped the car, then backed up, scraping the cruiser. The officer opened fire 10 times, killing Brown. Not known is whether the officer was in his vehicle at the time, a crucial detail. If he wasn't, the shooting would be a violation of department policy on the use of deadly force. Crime has dropped under Mayor Han's watch, but this is the second time in a year that the African-American community is furious with the department. Last fall, several officers were caught on film hitting a black man who appeared to have surrendered after a foot chase. But Han, in the middle of his re-election campaign, prefers to focus on the positive, namely his popular police chief.
He's put more officers on the street by moving people from behind desks and out into the streets, but I think we're kind of at the point where I think he's got about as much efficiency out of this organization as he can, given the meager resources that we have. We need more police officers.
Earlier this month, with Bratton by his side, Han signed a resolution at City Hall to add almost 300 new officers to the force.
Public safety is our top priority.
The African-American community is most affected by crime. Many African-Americans say they're less concerned with the number of officers on the street than how those officers behave. Assemblyman Mark Ridley Thomas, who represents a largely black constituency in South Los Angeles, says the mayor better be putting his money where his mouth is.
People expect authentic leadership, where problems are resolved and not just blowing over it as if it's going to go away with time, because it certainly won't. Policies have to be changed and officers have to be held accountable. It's just as simple as that.
Han was keenly aware of that fact as he spoke before the audience of the Power of Love Ministries.
How are officers going to approach people in the community in a way that breeds trust and respect rather than distrust and fear? And we've got to work on that. And there's a big gap here.
But time is running out for Han to change public opinion. Polls show the mayor in a likely runoff with Antonio Villaraigosa and Bob Hertzberg after March 8th. He could be the first Los Angeles mayor to lose re-election in over 30 years. Tebow Wirth, Annenberg Radio News.